Joyce Meyer once said, "There is a level of trust that's reserved only for God. We must expect government to work, but our current state where people are strongly pushing the narrative that government is the solution to every single one of our problems is untenable and very dangerous." My name is Isaac Ladd, and on today's episode of Into the Future, we are talking about dangerous narratives. We need entrepreneurs and thinkers who will solve some of our most alarming and challenging problems. And I'm afraid the victim of the system narrative we are pushing will only make matters worse. We are creating the impression in people's minds that somehow the system has been designed to obscure them or to push their ambitions down. But there are so many people who have come out of poverty, who have been able to excel. China, a couple of years down the line, ago, they were not like this. They didn't have anything. Their country was only about, one of the most underestimated countries in the world. But now, China has turned around their fortunes. They didn't do that by sitting down and blaming government for every single thing. Are there no thinkers in Ghana? Are there no young people hungry to change things through creative thinking? Is there a shortage of people who will say we will do so that government will have no choice but to bring us to the table? See, let's rise up and take advantage of the opportunities that we see that has been disguised as hopeless challenges in our country. Let's turn the passion of expectations from politicians into a passion to do great things. Politicians won't write the books. No. They won't write the movies. They won't develop algorithms to change the way our traffic system works. And neither would they take up the challenge to inspire generations through their pulpit. Those are specific duties for specific people. And it seems that now, we don't have people who are doing amazing, great things. The media is not highlighting success stories. The media is only highlighting problems and expecting politicians to fix them. We are not in a socialist state. This is a capitalist economy, or this is a free market economy where people are free to dream and think and be able to do things by themselves. We are getting the whole thing wrong, and I'm very scared for us as a people. What I see is young people who are entitled, who want to make money, but who don't want to work for it, who build castles in the air because they believe that dreams alone make a man or woman. What I see is a people who don't see the urgency to leap into the 21st century, a people who measure their self-worth not by how much they have accomplished, but by what latest gadgets they use. We are in trouble. But we can change it when we realize that as a collective, we have all failed. And that if we must come out of this predicament, we must be prepared to work for what we want. Let's not blame the wrong people. Let's not criminalize bold promises and create the impression that when a politician promises bold things and they come and they are underperforming, it means dreaming big and acting bold and acting big is a crime. It is not. Let us work rather to realize those bold goals and ambitions and promises. Ask, how can I help? What can I do to make these promises come true? Yesterday, we were having a very good laugh over the SkyTrain issue. But I thought about it much, much later in the night and I realized, look, it is ambitious. We are having challenges with food bridges. Why would anybody dream of SkyTrains? But that is the spirit. That is the spirit that has built great nations. It is not people who think that in the midst of challenges, you don't have to believe or dare to dream bigger. No, it is the people who, in spite of the challenges, in fact, because of the challenges, they dream for bigger things, who actually achieve. There will always be politicians who disappoint us. They are everywhere. In every nation of the world, there are politicians who disappoint. Lula da Silva celebrated in Brazil for so many years, today he is being prosecuted for corruption. Even when you go to the US, the UK, anywhere, China, people are prosecuted for corruption on a daily basis. So it's not like there are angels anywhere who are making those nations great. What differentiates them from us is that they have people at the top who dream big and who believe big. I was watching the Davos, and the World Economic Forum in Davos, and what I realized was they were discussing about Germany and how they are falling behind in terms of technology, new technology, artificial intelligence and all that. And China and US is leading the charge. Even Japan somehow is not in the league when it comes to new technology and the way the world is moving. China has been able to rise up to the occasion, and they are side by side with the US. And they were discussing the issue. So what it should tell you is that it is not like it is an African issue. It's like somewhere along the line, leadership has dropped the ball around the world, and people are worried about it. The Chinese got wind of what was happening and then responded appropriately. It seems we are only complaining, we are only talking and shouting on the rooftops and demanding 410 people to change the destiny of 27 million people. It doesn't work that way. Every single one of us has the potential to do great things. And it is when we encourage people to do great things and to dream of big things and to pursue them that this nation will do well. You don't expect 110 people to change our mindsets and our behavior overnight. We have this discussion all the time. The filth in Accra is not the work of politicians. It's not because politicians are filthy people. It's because the population itself is filthy, and we need to change that. And we can't change it just by even enacting laws and enforcing them. There are people who are angry because a paperless system is being implemented at the ports, and they are threatening to vote against government. When the Galamsey issue came out, people were threatening to vote against government. People have not come to understand that there's the right thing and there's the wrong thing. When you are doing the wrong thing and it is working for you, fair enough. But any principled person or any person of integrity, anytime they are called out for the wrong thing that they are doing, they own up to it and say, look, I was doing something wrong, and yes, I'm going to stop it. I've taken advantage of the system for far too long, but now that I'm being called out for it, I'm going to change. But that is not how the African mind works. When you call out somebody for what they are doing that is wrong, it is that time that they tend to find ways to even stick it to you and then make you pay for calling out the wrong things that they were doing. We have serious problems. And it is embedded in our mindsets. We all have a responsibility to change it. And if you're not going to help by writing things that will make people realize that it is not all about government, but then it's about them too, I'm afraid, what then are we doing? We are messing things up more and more. We must measure the best effort of our leaders and meet them halfway. They are elected for us. But are we elected for them? Do we ask ourselves, are we the best people for them to govern? Do we make it even easier for them to govern us? Do we accept the right things as the right things, or we accept the wrong things but then expect everybody else to do the right thing? So those are some of the narratives that I want to question and I want you to think about. That look, we won't get to anywhere if we keep on like this. If we keep complaining and shouting and demanding things that we are not prepared ourselves to even give out. Good morning. And this is Into the Future.